if I get this every day.
All right, I call this meeting to order. Can we please have the invocation?
And the pledge.
And the pledge.
Please rise. Start with prayer.
Start with prayer. Okay. Our Father in heaven, we are grateful for this day. We're grateful that we are able to come together this day and to discuss the matters of this town and how we can improve this town and how we can strive to do better and make this a better place. We pray that thy spirit will be with us here and that we will be able to have open minds and open hearts. And we are so grateful for all that we have. And we thank thee for everything. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, we will have roll call now. I am Kristen Pearson, the vice chair.
Lois Hall, member.
Jean Houston, member of the town advisory board.
Megan Porter, member. Karen is with Commissioner Kirkpatrick's office.
Next order of business is public comment. This is a period to devote to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on an individual public hearing item at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board or council by majority vote. So it's open for general public. Would anyone like to step up and speak about something? Okay, I will close this to public comment then. We'll move on. Next agenda item is the approval of the March 27, 2009 minutes.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for March 27, 2019.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the minutes have been approved. Next item, approval of agenda for May 1st, 2019. Any discussion on the current agenda? Any items for deletion, additions?
I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda for May 1st, 2019 as it stands.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We are moving on to the planning and zoning part. Item number one, WS-19-0238. Dash Johnson, William Lee, and Vita Sue, waiver of development standards for off-site improvement, curb, gutter, sidewalk, streetlights, and full paving in conjunction with a proposed two-lot single-family residential subdivision on 2.3 acres in an RE rural estate residential zone in the Moapa Valley Overlay District. General location on the east side of Levitt Street and on the south side of Gubler Avenue within Moapa Valley. Okay, it's open for discussion.
Hello, William Johnson. We live at 2055 West Gubler. We're here tonight requesting a waiver of all the improvements on that Levitt Street. You know, like 1111 really just kind of goes nowhere. We're landlocked in that area right now. And all we want to do is we want to buy the land so my son can build there. And we did try a few years ago to do a major project in there, and just probably after $50,000, $60,000, we just gave up because it's just too much to do. And like I said, it doesn't go anywhere, it doesn't do a thing, it doesn't affect anything. It runs into Uncle Arnold's property, the Johnson's down below, it dead ends to them, so it really doesn't go anywhere. And so we're again, we're requesting that that waiver of.
So it's this street right here?
It's the Levitt Street.
It's
so
this, right here?
This is a street that doesn't exist, but on the actual plans, it shows it there.
The other Levitt Street.
So this is Levitt Street here, and then they're wanting us to pave
this one.
The Levitt Street. But another problem we're having is Arnold Cottam, who's sitting over here. He owns this kind of triangular piece of property, and then the one directly behind us. So paving that's going to actually separate his two pieces of property, which he's here and he doesn't want that. So that's why we're trying to get a waiver to not have to pave that road. And it doesn't even there's not even a road there right now. So
it kind of ends up at the railroad tracks there, just down, you know.
And I think it was one of the recommendations that was after they said that they wanted to see improvements for drainage purposes and also for safety for kids. But with that, there's never going to be any development because of the landlocked area where it's at. So the suggestions from the county, that's why we're trying to waive it, because there's not going to be any sidewalks or gutters or anything like that. Or we're trying not to have to do those because there's not going to ever be any development in that area. It's all private land. My uncle owns it, and then my parents own it. We're just trying to split it so that they can give me the opportunity to build.
Okay. Any questions from the audience? Comments? Do you have a comment?
Yes, please. Randy Richens, 3060 Canning Street.
Is it on?
No, it doesn't look like it. Yeah, can we turn it on or just go?
We can hear you.
Excellent. Got a very large group today. Just wanted to say I am in support for their cause to go ahead and skip those changes because it seems like extra stuff that doesn't need to be done in that area and let them do what they need for their personal needs. So, short and sweet. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
So, Rhett, you live right on the other corner there, right?
Yeah, I live just north of there.
By Terry Street.
Or correct.
The road that's not really a road.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, my brother.
No, that's his brother. That's
that's your brother.
His brother is the one that's on the.
If you're talking about south.
Talking about right here.
This is
and east.
Yes.
That's Rhett Richens' property.
That's his, right?
No, that's his brother.
That's your brother. Okay.
I live just north of there in Hennig.
Okay.
But they got a notice too. Also, we have somebody else that also said that they supported it. These are the people that live just directly across the street that own this piece of property right here. They said they're fine.
Okay. So,
and then this is Arnold and Bert that are here. Okay.
You can give that to me. It goes to comp planning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Anyone else for public comment? Questions from the board?
Yeah, I do. Got just a couple questions for you.
Sure.
In a waiver of development standards, are they just talking Levitt Street or are they talking all the streets?
Levitt Street.
Okay, because just you're talking about
Levitt Street.
No, I understand. So does that mean they got to pave and do curb and gutter and sidewalk on Goobler Street? Do you see what I'm saying? So we need to make sure when we waive this, if we're going to waive it, that we got to include all of it because.
No, you are correct. No, it's not. It's a full offsite. In conjunction with the lot on a subdivision, it does not, while it names generally where it's located, you are correct. It would be full off-sites on both sides of the property.
I just want to make sure we understand that. So we don't want to go say, you don't have to do it on Levitt Street. It's all right, well, you've got Goobler, and I need streetlights, sidewalk, and curb and gutter and pavement. And you got to do your half of the street. Because right now the pavement's on the north half.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not on the south half.
Yes.
Just so we understand, that's my only concern.
Yes.
Okay. Any other comments?
Any questions, comments from the board?
So do we have to pave our side? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying any of that.
Okay.
What I'm trying to make real clear is either we're going to say okay for this waiver or not okay, but we need to make sure when we include in the waiver they understand it's for all off-site improvements, including Goobler and Levitt Street.
Right.
Which
Around the property.
Around the property. Well, and actually it goes past the property because they're asking to go clear down to Cameron, which is not even your property on that second half of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, down to the tracks.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is my personal feeling. If they don't want it, the neighbors don't want it around it, and if they're willing to live on dirt roads, I'm more than happy to allow that to happen. That's my feeling. But here's my other part of that, is I've had people that come in and ask for that, like Billy Mildice, to keep the road dirt forever, and then next thing I know, he's in here begging and wanting to get paved. But I've been on the board a lot of years, and I wouldn't do it. Billy, I can remember when you said, I don't want anybody to drive down my road. He used to build pumps in the road so people wouldn't drive down it.
Another problem that we're having with that, with Gubler, is the Logandale Trails. There's no signs that say where the Logandale Trails is. So you get people that come down to Uncle Arnold's house, and then they're coming up and they're turning around up in his property.
And it's not just a few.
I guess we should have said that during the conference.
5 or 10 a day.
Yeah. So
we need to put a sign up that said, this is not Logandale Trails.
Yeah,
go to Liston.
The other direction.
Madam Chair, I think that Amelia's already working on that.
Okay.
We've had that discussion. There's a few streets going that way. That, even when they get to the top, they don't know if they should go
left or right.
Right or left. So we are working on that.
Great.
Well, good. Well, they're working on paving that all the way out, too.
Correct.
By the way.
Yep.
Left, right.
All the way out to the kiosk. There's a grant that we applied for. All right, well, that's my...
It's important to remember, and Jean initially brought it up, that someone else is going to move in somewhere, and I have OCD, and I can't... These streets got to be paved. I want you to put it on the paving list. There are so many roads on the list that certainly in some of our lifetimes it's not going to happen.
I was part of the numbering app.
But this is how it happens. You see, folks come in, ask to have it waived. We love rural, we love dirt roads, so we have to say okay, but then somebody else is going to come in and just can't understand why the street wasn't paved when the house is built. So that's why you're going through this. That's why staff recommends
it. Arnie's family's lived there for, 70 years?
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Uncle Arnie,
that's where he grew up, and I grew up right there.
Nod your head.
At least 75 years, so we don't plan on going anywhere.
It's basically surrounded, so they'd have to give their property up to somebody or sell it to somebody for somebody else to be there.
Right.
So that's my feeling about it. Do we need to have a motion? Are you ready for a motion? You guys, you got something to say?
I'm ready for a motion.
I'm ready.
Megan?
All right, I'm going to make a motion. I got to get back to where I can read it. I'm going to make a motion. Going to get on the right page. That we grant the waiver of development standards for WS 190238 to waive all off-site improvements, including curb, gutter, sidewalk, streetlights, and full paving.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 4-0.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Here's the thing you need to pay attention to, though. Staff recommended denial. So you're going to need to go to the county commission meeting. It's not going to be a blanket deal.
We plan.
Just so you understand, because we don't decide. So now we have a recommendation that you get denied. We got a recommendation unanimous from the board saying go ahead and allow you to not have it, but you have to convince the county commission.
Do they have an overhead thing that you...
Yes.
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay. All right.
In that center. He's there.
We can convince him.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to general business. Item number one is Moapa Valley Resource Management Project requests the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board to approve programs which will assist the community with previously approved code cases. It's up for discussion. Well, is there someone here to represent that?
Yeah, Larry, right there.
Larry Paul Griffiths, representing Moapa Valley Revitalization Project. That should be amended the way it's written. 1959 Pinwheel Street, Logandale. Just to kind of update where we were, the main reason for requesting this action was to help those who are close to being cited for code violation that can't help themselves was for us to be able to take a look at those projects ahead of time and then either accept it or reject it. And if we accepted it, then we would get people, community volunteers to go in and help. Mary Kay Washburn is the president of Moapa Valley Revitalization Project, MVRP. And would you like to address the insurance issues? That's sort of thing.
Oh, well, I just wanted to let you know that we are covered with liability insurance. Valley Levitt is our insurance provider. And so that's something that we wanted to keep in the forefront so that you're aware that we are not going forward without any understanding of liabilities, and that we're having a meeting toward the end of this month with the code enforcement officer. And so we will at that time address certain limitations and parameters of the types of projects that we are able to take on based upon our insurance restrictions.
Yeah, there are a lot of people in the valley that you know, their property may fall into a code violation that just can't either physically or monetarily take care of it. These are the type of issues that we're looking at. Not to get into any use of heavy equipment, but those things that can be handled by volunteers easily.
The only concern we had coming up when we talked about before is that it wouldn't be their job to go and determine that. Is that going to be the candidate that's going to determine that?
And that will be Lonnie, correct.
Okay, and that was my only concern, because I didn't want you to have to end up being the Moapa Valley code enforcement police kind of people. Let them do that, and then to get it out of trouble and they need the help, then let's do that and move in. If we can do it, if it fits. There's some situations where it's not going to fit. And we got one that we cleaned up not too long ago that's going to end up in the same situation here pretty shortly. It's heading that direction. And I can't see that ever being your problem. And so there's some of those that's not going to work with. But some of them, absolutely, you bet. I think it's a great idea. Well, we've talked about this for a long time.
Right.
Yes. Uh-huh. I think it's a good idea.
Any comment from the public? Sure. If you have a comment, please come up.
Doreen Street of Logandale. Speaking of in the past, there was that kind of committee way back then, and it did get out of hand, because at a certain time it was just to assist citizens, and at a certain point we almost felt, and I wasn't on the committee, Ralph was, but and, you know, seeing what's going on, like they became police, and it became really much more than it should have been. And this kind of thing and helping out people who can't do things is the way to handle it.
Anyone else? Comments from the board?
I have a question. Would you help if someone is just asking for help, or would it only be predicated by a code complaint?
May I address that?
You bet.
That would come under just a little help from my neighbor project.
Okay.
The 702-397-HELP phone number.
Okay.
And
you'd brought that before, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
With
yes.
The information from that group before.
Okay. And that's active now, and we are getting some calls and good. Been able to assist some.
Terrific.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Thank you.
So I'll make a comment. I like the idea. I think it's a good idea, because there are people in the valley that are homebound for many different reasons. So I greatly appreciate people coming forward and wanting to help and volunteer like this.
Thank you.
I think neighbor helping neighbor is fantastic.
I think we need a motion, right?
Okay, I'm calling for a motion.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve the program to assist community with previously approved code cases.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passed 4-0. Thank you.
May I make one final comment?
Sure.
Sure.
If we could amend the minutes to read Moapa Valley Revitalization Project.
Yes.
That way it comes under the insurance.
Got it.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, moving on to comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the Border Council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your name for the record.
Do I have to spell it? Doreen Starita, Logandale. I just would love to have somebody clarify so we can make sure people are aware of what this NDOT presentation is at the meeting of the 15th, that the flyer was there and let people know what it's all about.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
I'll follow, Madam Chair. So at the request of some folks, the fact that a really large cherry stem road runs directly through Logandale and Overton, we thought it would be nice if at least annually NDOT came and partake in our meeting, talk to the community, and hopefully folks will show up. There have been several crosswalk requests by neighbors. There's a request for a golf cart OHV friendly environment in downtown Overton, and signage heading south from Utah to Nevada. So, you know, NDOT, there are folks. They're the folks who take care of Moapa Valley Boulevard. We know a portion of it was fixed after Marilyn was appointed, from the freeway to the funeral home, and the rest of Moapa Valley Boulevard is horrible. So I think if we get them here and can talk to them and be partners with them and explain, you know, this week he will gets the oil,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
So that's why we're having them here, Doreen.
No, I figured that, but I just wanted it vocalized so people could be aware. So if anybody asks, this is the opportunity to hear what it's all about.
Yes, and you've lived here long enough to know that we can't even get them here kicking and screaming sometimes. So,
yeah.
But we do what we can do, and we have who shows up, and hopefully this is something that folks will want to talk to the NDOT authority about. And if not, it could just be you and Ralph telling them.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Repaid it.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else for general public comment?
I have cards for you.
Okay.
So if you want to just take 20 cards, and then we can have Amelia hang on to the rest. That's all I have. Oh, budget meetings. It's that time again. In July, we'll be doing that three-part budget. What budget requests do we have? Are we happy with the way that it is? Da 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 da. It's that time again already. That's all I have.
Okay. Anyone else on the board for comment? All right. If there's no more comment, our next meeting date will be May 15th at 7 o'clock.
With NDOT.
And I'm going to adjourn the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.